The longer I'm involved in photography, the more I appreciate the idea that one makes photographs rather than taking them. This is an old discussion, one that I'm sure every photographer is tired of hearing, but it is true that making photographs is substantially different from taking them. Making photographs involves creating something first and foremost in your mind's eye, and then using the tools and processing and etc. in order to make that thing come about. Taking a photograph is simply capturing what's in front of you. It involves skill, yes, but it involves luck a great deal more. And in particular, it doesn't necessarily require any imagination. You see something, it's terrific, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's spectacular, you photograph it, you're done. But it didn't require a flight of imagination. This image, on the other hand, does. The tree was growing out of the rock. The tree was overhanging the cliff. All of that was there. That required no imagination. The imagination part was to realize what I was going to need to do to this particular capture after I got back in the studio in order to create the feeling that I wanted to have, that of the tree hanging over the cliff with nothing but air underneath it. That was simply not visible from where I had to stand to make the photograph because of the canyon on the far wall, which I talked about in the text component with this image. But the important part in the creative process to me is not the technical challenges of how to create what I saw in my mind's eye, but instead how to see something in one's mind's eye to begin with. Being able to imagine something as it should be after you've made it, that's where the real photographic talent lies. The rest is just mechanics.